Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast said that the Browns, now that they're starting Dylan Gabriel, he views that as a second bye week for the Steelers.
Oh, man.
Ben, be careful there. Now, I understand why he would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was 26-2-1 in his career against the Browns. He always viewed them as a second bye week. I know that these Steelers aren't going to view it that way, and do I think the Steelers will win the game? Yes, I do, but I also thought they would take care of business last year against Jameis Winston and the Browns in the snow when you were 9-2, and they didn't. And Mike Tomlin does tend to stub his toe a couple of times a year. Now, this one's in Pittsburgh. If it was in Cleveland, I'd be a little more nervous.
Right.
Because they always beat the Browns in Pittsburgh. But I guess what I'm saying is here, be careful. Be careful.
Nobody's thinking that way. That's on the team.
No.
That's just Ben being, you know, taking shots at Cleveland because he can, like you said.
It's a good take.
Because he only lost twice. But at the end of the day, Dylan Gabriel, you would assume if you want to play, you know, hindsight and you want to predict the future, Dylan Gabriel's going to get beat up Sunday.
And then they'll go to Flacco, it sounds like.
But I think he'll get beat up to a point where he'll be healthy.
Okay.
Mentally beat up, physically beat up. It's going to be his first start. It's in a different country. Minnesota's going to throw the kitchen sink at him. It's going to be tough for him after Sunday's game. So going into the next week, whenever you play the Steelers, he's going to be rattled a little bit, for sure.
And then it's on the road in Pittsburgh.
It's not set up for him to be successful at all. So you can assume that if you got a vulnerable young quarterback coming in here, not only do you throw a kitchen sink at him, you throw the whole house.
I blitz my pants off.
Every single opportunity you can get, you just absolutely get after.
I love the idea of throwing a house and it lands on Dylan Gabriel like in Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East.
Mm-hmm.
Just all I see are her legs, and then she disappears. Like she's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep.
And the ruby red slippers are left behind.
How about the toes they curled, the feet they curled in? Mm-hmm. You remember that part?
I do.
Why did they curl in?
Maybe the house was giving it to her. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh. You're on one today with that stuff.
I know. I always am. I'm back on Eastern Standard Time. I'm back to my old ways, baby. Do you view the Browns like Ben Roethlisberger does as a second bye? 412-928-9370. Dylan Gabriel changes the whole conversation here. He really does. Because if Joe Flacco were the starting quarterback, as we discussed briefly yesterday, I would feel a lot different about it. Because I do think that the Browns' defense is
good enough.
Oh, yeah. It's a matchup problem for these Steelers. Because you've got Myles Garrett lined up over our dude Broderick Jones. And you're thinking, that ain't good. Now, hopefully you can run them into submission a little bit. Maybe you put Darnell over there or
Spencer Anderson,
the nipple rubber, and you just try to blow him off the ball. I would run at his face all game long, but he and that front can wreck a game. And you might have to be prepared to win that one in a low-scoring fashion. But I don't care. Style points for me don't matter these next 2 weeks.
No.
You find a way to win these two football games and get yourself to 5-1.
Yep.
Because if you do, you're winning the division. The more I've thought about the Ravens and Cooper Rush, how bad their defense has been, I don't think there's a way that if Lamar misses these next two games, I don't think there's a way that they win either one of them.
If they hand the ball to Derrick Henry every single play and they do Wildcat with Derrick Henry, spicing some Wildcat and just really just let him be the offense. That's the only way.
I do think that they are creative. I mean, other organizations probably wouldn't have unlocked Lamar the way that they did. And I think Harbaugh's always been pretty good with stuff like that. So you never say never because it's the NFL. I just think that defense is so bad.
Mm-hmm. And they're banged up.
And they're banged up. And C.J. Stroud can put up some points. I know they haven't been good this year, and they're 1-3, but they're desperate as well, and they've got their guys. And then Los Angeles, the Rams, are you kidding me?
It's tough.
What they're going to do to that defense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.